To just have a small background about the Kartikeya Prabhu, I'm just reading his background. Presently, he is working as a, he's serving as a full-time spiritual counselor. Before this, he did his master's from microelectronics, Bits Pilani, and he has been a university topper there. After completing his master's, he joined with Cypress Semiconductor, and he worked as a senior VLSI design engineer there. Then after, he moved to the spiritual route, and he has taken the full-time counseling. He started his e-counseling on the international website. He also did his degree from Bhakti Shastri degree from Mayapur Institute of Higher Education, where he has undergone the complete understanding of different Vedas. There he in-depth study of the Shastras. He is a, as we just heard, he is a kind of a techno guru. He has the background of technology, and at the same time, he had progressed a lot in the spiritual world. During his days in Masters and BTech, he had got the lot many awards. He was the student of the year for the best personality, best dancer, best orator, and many more. He is also known for his spiritual scientific sessions titled The Gita Course and the Journey of Self-Discovery. He gives the weekly sessions in different ISKCON centers, Belandur, AECS layout, Hope Farm areas for students and families. So it's a really great opportunity for all of us to hear from him. What we planned is we will have a 45 minutes session from Kartikeya Prabhu. And at the end, we will take the question and answer session. And while having the session, you can type your question in the chat box. At the end of the session, we will go through the question and answers. Along with that, Prabhu will circulate a Google form. You know, people who are really interested in the continuing his courses. As I mentioned, he used to give the sessions on the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, basically Bhagavad Gita and self-discovery. Whoever is interested, they can enroll in that form. With these small words, I will hand over to today's guest, Sri Kartikeya Prabhu. Prabhu, hand over to you. Session is open.
Thank you very much for such kind words. In fact, it's not a new thing for me to give sessions, and I've been giving sessions. But then when it comes to giving sessions to students, I'm always nervous, because students means they have a lot of options. They can do anything. See, this is 11:40. Today it's 11:40 a.m. You could have done anything. You could have done anything. Lot many things to do sitting at home when internet is there on the mobile. We can do so many things. But then keeping all that aside and coming for a session, and that too which is titled as Cultivating Inner Stability. Now that's very rare. And whoever comes to such sessions, and I feel very indebted to them, because yes, they are the ones who are looking forward to something which is higher in life. So I'm always nervous when it comes to students. Yes. It becomes easy for me to give corporate sessions. And I've been giving that from quite some time now. So where, you know, people have explored everything, and they've understood what is needed in life, and they come and hear these sessions. But then when it comes to students, still exploring mode is going on. Ye explore karna hai, wo explore karna hai. So exploring mode is going on. And in that exploring mode, when someone takes out time to attend such sessions, you know, it feels really great. I just pray that I'll be able to add at least an iota of advancement in your life. if you get even an iota of benefit from today's session of 45 minutes or so, I'll be very, very happy. So it's my privilege and honor to be amongst you all. In fact, Dr. Ram Kumar asked me that, can you please give a session here? So I cannot reject him. I cannot say no. So I had to say yes. So I'm here today. So let me offer a few prayers and then we'll start with today's session. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatam Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. I offer my repeated obeisances to my spiritual masters who have helped me to progress on the path of spirituality and to help people in general. So whatever I'll be speaking today and whatever we feel good, so all that credit goes to my spiritual masters. Starting with today's session, the topic is very nice, cultivating inner stability. When everything around is unstable, this topic feels very nice. Inner stability. Before we move on to this, whenever I give the session for the first time in any place, I ask this question. What is success? What is success according to each one of us? Can we have some inputs here in the chat box? Normally I ask everyone, but it's a virtual session. So can we have some inputs in the chat box? What is success according to you? Yes, I'm waiting. Okay. Nandini says happiness. What else? Achieving what I want. Anuradha says achieving what I want. I assume students are very good at typing. We have a lot of practice of chatting, yes? Okay, so these are the two inputs, you know, which are there. Maybe there's a lag in the system or something. It will come later. It happens most of the time. Anyways, so yes, you know, as you all have rightly mentioned, so reaching to high end, signature becomes an autograph, accomplishment of an aim. Amazing. So yes, you know, these are the different, when I complete my task, So yes, all of us have got a different definition of success. And we all give the definition of success, or we feel success is something according to whatever phase currently we are in. But let me tell you, in different phases of life, the success is different. Like for example, for a 3-year-old kid, you know what is success? Not urinating in the pant. That is success. For a 7-year-old kid, you know what is success? Coming back home alone is a success. When you reach, you know, the age of around 12 or 13 or 14, something like that, you know what is success at that time? Having good friends, good association. 18 years, when someone reaches 18 years, the success is getting a driving license. And now most of you might be there in this stage. Between 18 to 20, yes, 21 years, the success is getting a degree, that convocation. I still remember the convocation day in my college, wearing that hat and the coat and going and receiving that certificate, of the certificate of completion of the engineering degree. That's a success, 21 years success. 26 years, the success is getting a good job. In fact, now in the corona, unfortunately, many of my students also who are placed in the campus placement, many of the companies have told that they'll not honor the offer. I just hope and pray that everyone gets a good job. Because 26 years old, yes, good job is what is success. Slowly when the person goes up, 33 years old, good family with one kid. Yeah, that's a success. 45 years old person, what is success? Having good savings, that is success. 50 year old person, success for him will be seeing the children getting settled. That is success for him. Now going ahead, when the age increases more and more and more, 60 years old, what is the success of 60 years old? Success is if he can keep his driving license intact. 70 years old, the success is if he can still maintain his friends, if the friends are ready to be with him. 80 years old, the success is coming back home alone from wherever he has gone to. And 90 years old person's success is not urinating in pants. Do you see this? Success changes with age. In every single phase of our life, success is different. Whatever you people mentioned till now, you know, whatever is there in the chat box, I see that is much valid when it comes to the age of, say, 21 to 33 or something. Yes. In that phase of life, yes, whatever you have said is correct. But what about the other phases of life? I hope you know you have heard it very properly. Success changes. The goal changes according to the phase of life. But one thing remains common. One thing remains common, as someone rightly mentioned in the chat box. Success is if I can be happy in all phases of life, that is success. That's the truth. If I can remain happy in all phases of life, that is success. And you see, we do all the activities in our entire day, in day-to-day life. We do all the activities just to get this one aspect, that is happiness. Maza. Why do we go to restaurants? Maza aega. Why do we go to watch movies in theater? Maza aega. Why do we go for outing, for picnics, etc., etc.? Trekking, and now we have this long drives and etc. So many, so many. Why? Happiness, enjoyment. And why have you come to my session? Chalo, dekhte hai, ye taklu kuch naya bolega, maza aega. Yes. So this happiness is the point, you know, which everyone is searching for, aspiring for, and relishing whenever they get it. And the success is in every phase of our life if we can be happy. I'm sure no one can deny this fact. No one. But then now the question is, are we searching the happiness in the right place? Are we searching the happiness in the right place or not? That's the question. And that's the question which will take us to today's topic. By the way, see, in 45 minutes, you know, I can hardly cover something because my sessions are minimum 1.5 hours to 2 hours. In 45 minutes, at least I can create awareness of what is inner stability. And maybe if time permits, you know, we can do some activity also at the end. But then, you know, to create that awareness of what is inner stability, let's dive in deep into this question of, are we searching happiness at the right place? This is a very important question. And the answer is, in general, the answer is, we are searching happiness in this world. In this world. We just look around and we're searching happiness in this world. But let me tell you, what is the speciality of this world? As Dr. Ramkumar rightly mentioned, so I'm a student of Gita and I speak from Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So I was fortunate that I came in touch with Bhagavad Gita in my second year of engineering. And all glories to my mentor, who is currently in the US doing his master's in MIT. So he helped me to understand Bhagavad Gita to some extent. So in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, there's one very nice shloka, 14th shloka. Anytime you get time, you can go through that shloka. It says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkhada agama paino nityas tantitikshas svabharata. This talks about the speciality of this world. Let me explain what it is. The third line says, agama paino nityas. Agama, apaino, anitya. These are the three words used here. Agama means appearing. Apainaha means disappearing. And anitya means changing, temporary. Now let's analyze. This is a very nice analysis which we can do about this world. And many times when people hear such sessions, at the end, they give the realizations. And one of the realizations they give is, it was an eye-opener. It was an eye-opener. This is what people say. Yeah, by the way, towards the end, if you don't have questions, at least I request that you mention your realizations. What are you taking away from today's session? I would like to know from you all. So let's dive deep into the statement. Agama, apainaha, anityas. Agama means appearing. So we see in this world things appear. And apainaha, they disappear eventually with time. And anityas, appearing and disappearing, between these two, what happens? Anityas, temporary. It keeps changing. It keeps changing. So you see what things change. Let's analyze this point now. Anityas, what are the different things which change? First, our expectations keeps changing. See, we are happy when expectations are fulfilled. I assume that I read that in the chat box. When I achieve what I want, I'll be happy. This is what someone said. Yes. So it basically means if my expectations are fulfilled, I'll be happy. Correct? But boss, expectations keep changing. Expectations don't remain the same. I remember in my first year of engineering, I had watched one movie. It was titled as Three Idiots. I'm sure most of you might have watched. It was a very nice movie. Engineering, it was about engineering students, etc. So it was very nice. I watched it for the first time with my parents. We had gone to theater. My mother on one side, father on one side, I was in between. And we were watching the movie. And then after that, it was available on net. So we downloaded and then watched. At least I might have watched some 4 or 5 times. When I was watching for the 5th time, I was completely bored. Because almost I knew entire scene and all the dialogues and everything. So I was completely bored. Just imagine watching the same movie again and again the entire year, every single day. We'll get frustrated. Because now our expectation has gone to the next level. Gone to the next level. Now, when you watch a movie of some actor or celebrity or whatever, you're really impressed by that movie. Next time when the same actor comes in the movie or same director has directed a movie, your expectation is on the next level. And when you go to watch that movie and suppose that movie is a dabba movie, you come out giving bad words to the director or the actor or whatever. Expectations change. I remember when I was in Bits Pilani doing my master's. So food was really amazing. In our mess, the food was really amazing. There were many, many items. And initially, the first day, when we went to the mess and had the food, it was aha. It was like mother's food is nothing in front of this. And then with time, 1 week, 2 weeks relished. And then third week, after a month, we got frustrated with the same food because now the expectation is on the different level. I remember the team which used to manage, the students' team, which used to manage this menu of the canteen or the mess, they were caught and they were told immediately change the menu. Other students were pestering them, immediately change the menu. Who were those students? Those students were the same students who were enjoying that menu before. The same students are asking after 1 month, change the menu. Why? Our expectations are changed. This is one, the first reason. Our expectations keeps changing. Anityas, we're talking about the term anityas, changing. What changes? First, our expectations keeps changing. Second, people keep changing. We feel that if we impress people around, whoever is with us, we'll be happy. Because when we impress others, they have a smile on their face, they glorify us and we feel happy. Yes. But then, let's analyze this point. It's a very deep point. On just this one statement, I give a session for 1.5 hours about people changing and impressing people. Let me summarize that in the next few minutes. So when we talk about impressing people around, we spend our entire life impressing people. entire life. Let me put forward some points in front of you. I'll not go deep in this topic. I know it, or it will be offensive for many of the people. For example, why do we wear good clothes? Tell me, why do we wear good clothes? Suppose, you know, there's a freshers party or a farewell party or whatever. Why do we wear good clothes? You know, when we are invited to some party or some ceremony or whatever, you know, why do we wear good clothes? Like, for example, marriage. Abhi shaadi kar rahe do log jo stage pe hai. Two people are getting married, they are on the stage. They are wearing nice dress, theek hai, understood. That is the turning point in their life. But then why people who come in the marriage ceremony, they also dress very nicely? Why? Why this need of so much of makeup on the face, both boys and girls? Cosmetic industry is growing. Why that is needed? Why? Only one word, impress. Impress whom? Impress people around. I remember one of my friend wearing very tight jeans, pencil jeans, jise kehte hain. So I asked him, are you feeling comfortable in this? Why are you wearing this? He said, this is what is fashion now, so I have to wear. I said, but why? How will people get impressed around? We're ready to wear anything. We're ready to do anything to impress people. There was one boy who was trying to impress some females around. So he got his bike and then, you know, he was doing stunts with his bike, Willy. He was taking the tire up. And then, you know, he missed his balance and he fell down badly. Now tell me what, who got impressed? Who got impressed? Yes. We spend our entire life impressing people around, entire life, but we don't understand one thing. That people keep changing, their needs keep changing. What they're looking forward for us, what they're looking forward in us, that also keeps changing. There was a nice video, you know, which was circulated, very humorous one. It was in a mall. I remember watching it some couple of years back. In a mall, the boy has arranged, you know, a very nice setup. A lot of balloons, you know, in heart shape. And there were violin players. And there were other musical instruments around. And then, you know, he was expecting a girl to come. His plan was to propose her maybe. Yes. And then everything was silent. And then when she entered the mall, you know, everything started. The balloons started moving and the violin player started playing the violin. It was very nice. At least in the video, it was looking very nice. And the girl comes. And this boy, you know, he goes on his knees with a flower in the hand. And then, you know, he shows the flower to the girl. And in the, it was a crowded mall. Everyone is standing around. Now everyone is there at their place in almost a statue position. Yes, everyone is there. And everyone is watching what next is going to happen. And you know what the girl did? Sat! She slapped him tightly. This boy wanted to impress, but something else happened. Arre, people keep changing. Every now and then people keep changing. Sometimes when we say that, oh, this person is my true friend, the same person becomes the enemy after some time. Not all the time, I'm saying in general. No, it happens. It happens. Suddenly the person will change and will not understand. Arre, isko kaise abhi impress karo? My question to you all is, having spoken all this, can we impress everyone to their fullest extent? Ask this question to yourself. No need to post in the chat box. Just ask this question to yourself. I'm currently trying to impress people around, but can I impress people around me to their fullest extent? Will they be satisfied with whatever I'm doing? Array, leave everyone. Just one person. Can we satisfy at least one person to their fullest extent? Oh, by the way, Dr. Ram Kumar said I'm 25. Tomorrow I'll be turning 28. So I'm not 25. Tomorrow I'll be turning 28. My parents, you know, they recently celebrated their 30th marriage anniversary. So I was talking to my mother. So I asked her that. I wished her happy anniversary. And I asked her, how was your journey? Then you know what my mother said? She made a very nice statement. She said, till now, I'm not able to understand your father. Are two people staying together for 30 years? No, this is not just case of my parent. You ask anyone, any couple for that matter. Two people staying together in the same house, looking at each other the entire day. They are not able to understand what are their needs, what they're expecting from each other. Come on. How can we impress people around whom we hardly meet once in a while? We cannot impress people. People keep changing. And what is the problem with us? We feel we'll be happy when we impress people. But people keep changing. People are anityas. They keep changing. Yes. So first I said our expectations change. Second, I said people keep changing. Now third thing, I was just analyzing. Our external situations keeps changing. See, whenever we are in a very favorable situation, favorable setup, favorable environment, it feels very nice. It's like that. Okay, life ban gaya ekdam. It's amazing. Yes. We feel very nice. We feel very happy. But then situations keep changing. Boss, the situations keep changing. Situations will not remain the same. Circumstances keep changing. One of my student who is working as a manager in one of the company, one of the MNCs, he told me this incident. I clearly remember this. He told me that he was there in his cabin and his VP came. VP, I mean, vice president of the company. He entered the doors. He went to his cabin. In his cabin, already some people were present. The HR was present and the accountant was present. Others were present. Everyone had a paper in the hand. And guess what? The vice president was asked to move out of the office on the same day. Same day, yes. So I don't know, you know, you still are students, many of you, but the faculties might understand this, what I'm saying. So when you're resigning a job, so there are some formalities that has to be done. So you have to go to the HR and, you know, get some formalities done. You have to go to the accountant, get some formalities done. Logistics person, you have to go and get some, you know, formalities done. After doing all that, then finally you get, you know, the letter, you know, that your experience letter, whatever, and then you can go. But for this person, and by the way, this takes some couple of hours, you know, to do, maybe sometimes days also, 1 or 2 days, you know, to complete this procedure. But for this person, the VP entered the cabin, he signed everything, and he was just thrown out of the job. He just left. He just walked out of his cabin and he was told not to talk with anyone. When people came to talk to him, he said, "I'm told not to talk to anyone." Can you imagine? A person who didn't expect, you know, just thrown out of the job. Situations change. Anityas. You see the current situation. Why to talk something from somewhere else? Current situation. Who expected this corona to come around and spread like this, like a wildfire? Who expected? You see on the road, Bangalore roads, which are supposed to be always jam-packed. I've not gone out for a long time now, but I'm hearing from many people that Bangalore roads are completely free. It's like, you know, you can just have a long drive on Bangalore roads. Need not go out station. Yes, you can have a long ride here with full speed. Why? Automobiles are not there on the road. This also goes on to say that the automobile industries, which were booming before, are going down now. And what is the reason? A reason which was unexpectable. Many of my students, they were expecting a hike this year. They were expecting promotion. They were expecting hike, bonus, etc. Salaries cut now. What to talk about hike? Salaries cut. One of my students was sharing that in his office, there are 400 people who are laid off. Layoff basically means 400 people are removed from the job. And as I already said, you know, the campus placement which happened, so many of the students' job has not been honored. The offer has not been honored. Look at this. Unexpected, because the situations keeps changing. External situations keeps changing. Anityas. This is what I'm talking about. Anityas. Just yesterday afternoon, I was talking to my mother. She was telling me that her friend's brother, who was, I guess, some 38 years or something. So he stays in Bangalore. And since lockdown, so his wife and kids, they went to their hometown. And he's working here, so he stayed here. So yesterday at morning 8 o'clock, he passed away. And the reason given is heart attack. He also had symptoms of corona. And the reason is given as heart attack. So he passed away. So after keeping the phone, I was just meditating on this point that what would be the situation of his wife and that kid, you know, who is just not even going to school. What would be the situation? I was just thinking. They would have never expected that something like this is going to happen, isn't it? All the ones, you know, you see this. No one knows when you go and touch something when the coronavirus will enter us. We don't know. Yes. Unexpected. The external situations are changing. It's changing. Anityas. Our expectations change. People change. And along with that, external situations change. And putting all these three points together, if you properly have understood, you know, whatever I explained till now, you can conclude straight away that we have given the remote control of our life to this outside world. Remote control. Yes. And they can just press a button. The external world can just press one button. And by pressing that button, we'll become happy. And they press a button, we become sad. They press a button, we go crazy. They press a button, we become peaceful. What is this? We say that we are independent. Many of the time students say, अभी तो मैं घर से बाहर आ गया, अभी तो हॉस्टल में रहता हूँ, आई एम इंडिपेंडेंट एक्सेट्रा. कुछ इंडिपेंडेंट नहीं है. वी आर कंप्लीटली डिपेंडेंट ऑन द एक्सटर्नल वर्ल्ड फॉर अवर हैप्पीनेस. एंड द एक्सटर्नल वर्ल्ड प्रेसेस अ बटन, वी बिकम सैड. एक्सटर्नल वर्ल्ड प्रेसेस अ बटन, वी बिकम हैप्पी. दैट इज वॉट इज अवर करंट सिचुएशन. एंड यू सी, एज आई ऑलरेडी सेड, वी नेवर नो विच बटन विल बी प्रेस्ड. वाई? Because this entire world, you know, we look around, the entire world is anityas. Agama, apaina, and in between, anityas. Agama means appearing, apaina means disappearing, and anityas means changing. So everything is changing. In this world, everything is changing. So external situations will not be stable anytime. Anytime. And we have seen so many. This corona is not the first one, right? There were earthquakes and there were tsunamis and, you know, there were so many other floods and, you know, droughts and so many other things. I was going through some articles, looks like some 100 years back we had such pandemic where people were dying like anything. So this is not the first time. You know, history has already, you know, proved itself many, many times. So the external world keeps changing. So it's our mistake that we are trying to search happiness in this world externally. Why don't we try to search the same thing that we're searching externally within us? If we start searching that happiness within, no, that will be a very great thing. Yes. And for that, if suppose we want to be happy always, we want to be peaceful always, for that we have to make ourselves stable within. We have to be internally stable. Inner stability. That's what is the topic. Inner stability. We need to make ourselves internally stable, because externally anyways these things are changing. And we are depending on external things, so it's becoming difficult for us, you know, to be peaceful in any situation. But what if we are internally stable and we depend on ourselves, our inner self, to become happy? Then no one in this world can do anything. This is called as taking the remote control back from the outside world and holding it with ourselves. Now no one can do anything to us. Currently, what people were doing, they were doing. The external world was controlling us. But as soon as we become internalized, as soon as we start becoming stable within, we take away that remote control which we have given to outside world. And now we are controlling ourselves. But the problem is, currently we are unstable. Currently, internally, we are unstable. We don't have that stability within. Simple example. When we want to go to, say, 10th floor, we are on the ground floor. You press the lift button. You press the lift button and you can see the arrow coming down. 10, 9, whatever. But have you seen people? Have you seen people doing again and again pressing that button? So unstable, they cannot stand there for some time when that lift is coming down. I remember when I was working in the office. So we were working on, I was a VLSI design engineer. So we were working on Verilog and other coding things. So when the code used to run, sometimes it used to take time. Compilation and other things will take time. Sometimes it used to do that. And since the code used to be really huge, sometimes it will take a long time also. So I used to see the people sitting around, they would go crazy. They would bang the keyboard saying, why it's taking so much of time? अरे बाबा ठीक है अभी थोड़ा टाइम ले रहे तो लेने तो क्या प्रॉब्लम है क्या प्रॉब्लम क्या है लेने तो थोड़ा टाइम व्हाट्स रॉन्ग इन दैट वी आर अनस्टेबल विद हिम एंड अनदर सिंपल एनालिसिस दैट आई वाज डूइंग वाज सिंस वी आर अनस्टेबल विद हिम वी रेजोनेट विद थिंग्स विच आर अनस्टेबल आउटसाइड वी लाइक थिंग्स विच आर अनस्टेबल एनालाइज दिस फॉर योरसेल्फ. The movies, 1970s or whatever, the movies which were there, initial movies. So you see in those movies, the hero will come running, heroine will come running. They're slowly coming running and they'll cross each other. Now, if suppose the same movie is played, for the current generation people, suppose in your college, Dayanand Sagar University, suppose it says that tomorrow we'll be watching a movie and they play some movie of 90s and that movie is shown and you all are sitting and watching the movie and the same thing is happening. Everything is going in slow motion with a lot of stability. Everything is moving. We'll get bored, completely bored. This currently what we are used to seeing and currently what we resonate with, the things which are unstable, continuously changing. You take any song currently, any movie song, if you take, it will be current, continuously changing. The clothes of the celebrities will keep changing, the hero and heroine. The settings will keep changing. The song and the tune behind, the background, the music which is there, that will keep drastically changing. It keeps changing and changing and changing, and we feel very nice. Advertisements, you take for example advertisements. Advertisements also, there's a nice case study. So on social media, suppose you want to hold the attention of someone. Suppose you have made a video and you want to hold the attention of someone. So what you're supposed to do is, for first 15 seconds, you have to make sure that you hold the attention of people. And if you're able to do that, people will be there with you for another few minutes. What does that mean? For first 15 seconds, whatever you're doing, that has to keep changing fast. Either your speech or either your gestures or whatever it is, your expressions, or if it's some animation, it has to keep moving. And that's how people are able to stay on, tuned, get hooked in. This is what different words used. They'll be able to watch. Why is it so? Because we are unstable within. Since we are unstable within, we resonate with things which are constantly changing outside. Please analyze this point. I don't want to take more examples. You can analyze for yourself. Since we are unstable within, things change constantly. And things which are changing constantly outside, we can resonate with that only. Things which are stable, it becomes difficult for us to resonate with. Right? But the goal is to become stable within. If we are not stable within, then it will be very, very difficult. Very difficult. What will happen if you're not stable within? If you're not stable within, small change outside, there'll be a big change inside. That's what will happen. Like, for example, the current situation, which is going on, corona. There are people who don't have coronavirus symptoms, but still they're so tensed because of this. They're getting fever because of tension, not because of corona. Not because of corona. There was one article which someone had shared. So that person was saying that I'm really tensed. I don't know if I'll die of corona, but surely I'll die of tension. This is what he said. All this happens, when small changes are there, all this happens. these small changes will surely affect and surely cause a big change within if the person is not stable. And there are many, many cases all around the world. Many cases. There are many people all around the world who have got everything. Like, for example, whatever current generation people can aspire for, they have already got it. Maybe it might be wealth, name, fame, position, prestige, whatever it might be. But then there are so many examples that such people have committed suicide. Unstable within, committed suicide. Things were okay outside, but within there was a huge turmoil and people committed suicide. There's so many examples. History is the proof. And the recent past, the CCD owner and Sushant, the celebrity, and after that, another girl, another celebrity of 16 years old. It was, what's that? One after another, people committing suicide. In fact, when Corona initially started, and there was a video which came, I think it was in Germany or somewhere, a person was detected by Corona. COVID was positive, and that person jumped from the top of the building. It was some 25 floors building or something. He jumped, and I don't know who shot that video. The video was shot, and the person died. It was like the blood splashed all around when he fell down. ठीक है अभी कोविड हुआ तो हुआ अभी क्या कर सकते हैं ट्रीटमेंट लो व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम इट्स लाइक एनी अदर वायरल इन्फेक्शन समटाइम्स इन द वायरल इन्फेक्शन गोज हाई पीपल डाई इट इज द केस ओनली थिंग विद कोरोना इज द मेडिसिन इज नॉट फाउंड एज ऑफ नाउ बट स्टिल इन इंडिया बाय द मर्सी ऑफ ऑल अवर एंसेस्टर्स द फूड दैट वी ईट हैज मेड अस नो प्रिटी pretty good. Our immune system is pretty good as compared to the outside world. Yes. But then, when this is happening with it, when we are getting this news from outside all around, the person gets disturbed like anything. Yes. See, one thing, maybe is I'm just taking a tangent. I was not thinking to cover Corona in this session. We're just taking a tangent. Come what may, whatever happens, it's okay. It's okay. If we are stable within, we'll be able to console people outside who are crying because of us. Just imagine, you are lying on the bed and people are coming and saying, "Arey, kya ho gaya tere saath? Bahut bura ho gaya. Aisa nahi hona chahiye tha." And you will be telling me, "Koi baat nahi, aap tension mat lijiye." That is called a strength. That is called a stability within. Yes. And you see, everyone has to die one or the other day. We are not here, forever. We are not eternal. No one is eternal here. No one is immortal. One or the other day we have to die, but why are we supposed to die out of tension? Yes, why can't we be stable with him to such an extent that we give or we console people around, we give strength to people around by our inner stability. I remember one of the leaders of ISKCON. So he had got cancer. And he was in third stage of cancer. He was there in the hospital. This was in South Africa, by the way. So he was there in the hospital and then critical stage. Anytime this person can die, this was the stage. And many, many of his followers were going and meeting him. And the only thing, the only reason why people were going and meeting him was to give him stability, make him calm and things like that. But you know what was happening? When people would go there, he would make them stable and people would come out stable. The person who had got cancer was so stable within, lying on the bed. He was giving motivational talk to people who were coming and meeting. Just imagine. This is the power of inner stability. This is the power of inner stability. Yes. If we are strong within, if we are internally stable, no one in this world and nothing in this world can shake us. What is this invisible virus which is around? Yes. Even visible things cannot change us, cannot shake us. This is an important point to understand. We have to become internally stable. Our inner strength is what will determine our happiness in different phases of life, the peace that we'll have in different phases of our life. But now the question might be, you're speaking so much about internal stability, inner strength. Tell us how to become stable. I'm sure most of you might be asking this question to yourself. How to become stable? How to get that inner stability? one of my favorite shloka from Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 7th shloka, which says, Jitatmana prashantasya paramatma samahitaha shitoshna sukha dukkheshu tatha man apamanayo. The first line, Jitatmana prashantasya. Prashantasya basically means peaceful, happy or stable. Who can be peaceful, happy, stable within? Jitatmana. Jita basically means conquer or capture. Jitatmana. Mana means mind. One who can conquer the mind, that person can be stable within. This is the answer. It is all the game of the mind. Mind takes us for a ride. Yes, mind takes us for a ride. Yes. See, mind is very subtle. Mind is very, this is a very subtler aspect. You know, it's a huge topic in itself. So I can just touch this topic. I cannot go deep in this topic now. It's already time. So mind is a very subtle element. And we think that the gross elements which are outside, that can actually control this mind. By going to a good restaurant and eating something, maybe our mind will become peaceful. Maybe if I go to a mall and purchase something, maybe our mind will become peaceful. Maybe I'll go to, say, amusement park and, sit on those, hilarious rides and maybe my mind will become peaceful. Maybe I'll watch some movie and then my mind will become peaceful. Arey Baba, these gross things cannot control the mind because mind is subtle. Mind is subtle. Subtler things cannot be controlled by gross things. Yes. So to control the mind, a subtle process is needed. This has to be understood by everyone. So subtle aspect of our life has to be controlled by a subtle process. Oh, by the way, subtle means that which you cannot see. And that is subtle. Yes. Or that which you cannot see, but you can perceive. And that is subtle. So what is that subtle process? One subtle process, most effective process is meditation. In this particular setup, in this particular situation, where people are going crazy because of this subtle virus which is around, I guess. One thing which will surely help people, and I've been counseling from right from day one of Corona, and it's helping, meditation. Yes. This one subtle process called meditation helps. Everyone has to do meditation. There is no question of not doing it. Why? Why we should do meditation? See, in our life, we just keep running around. See, we just keep running around. Run, run, run. Yes. Meditation helps us to become, meditation helps us to take a pause and relax for some time to understand why am I running and where am I heading towards. Sometimes people don't know where are they heading towards and why are they running. But this is the question which I ask during counseling. When someone comes for the counseling, this is what the question I ask. Now, where are you heading towards? And most of the time, people have a blank face. They don't have answer. They don't have answer where they're heading towards. Yes. Meditation helps. Meditation helps in this case. Now, in college time, for all the students, or be it in corporate also, rat race. Everywhere there's rat race. For what? For money. For position. Money is sweeter than honey, So money, position, people are running, running, running. My question is, kya ye sab leke marne wale hai? Kya saath mein leke jayenge marne ke baad? Are we going to take all this when we die? Yes, all this money, position, whatever we are running for, are we really going to die with it? Yes. Nothing are we going to take. Nothing we are going to take with us. But still, we are running so much. Oh, by the way, I'm not saying that we are not supposed to earn money or not aspire for higher positions. But the point is, we over-endeavor for it. If suppose the endeavor, this much endeavor is needed, we over-endeavor. And we take over-stress and we become like completely unstable within because of that. And we are living a superficial life because of this. Superficial, completely superficial. If you scratch a person, like sometimes I've seen this, I do this experiment. Sometimes when people come, they act not too smart. Yes. And they'll pose that, they're very rich and they have a good position. They have this talent, that talent. And then you scratch a bit in their life, you'll actually understand everything is hollow within. It is just superficial. It's just external. It's just external. Meditation helps us to go deeper from the superficial aspect of our life. Currently, our situation is like particles in the waves of an ocean. Have you seen this? The waves of the ocean continuously keep moving. And as science students, we all know the particles which are there in these waves. By the way, I'm not talking about light waves or something. I'm talking about normal water waves. Okay. So the molecules or whatever is there, you know, in these waves, they'll continuously keep moving. Or forget about the molecules, put a plastic on it and it'll continuously keep moving. That is what is our current situation. We are currently living a life which is continuously moving, and that's very, very, that's making us stable, unstable within. And what does meditation do? Meditation helps us to become particles deep inside the ocean. The particles deep inside the ocean are stable. They're completely stable. And the particles which are there on the top, on the surface, they're always moving. So we have to become that particle within the deep ocean, deep within the ocean. And meditation helps us to do that. So there are different types of meditation. Now we can practice. There are many ways. You all can find out different ways and you can do it. Meditation is very, very important. I personally follow something called as mantra meditation. My day starts with mantra meditation. In fact, Dr. Ram Kumar also does, you know, almost 1 hour he does mantra meditation. Yes. So we see many, many people have opted for this mantra meditation and really helps. In fact, I feel it's one of the most effective ways, one of the most effective meditations, where you chant the mantra and you try to hear the mantra constantly. You try to hear, you know, this mantra very, very attentively. And when you do that, what happens is, it is scientifically proved also that whenever you apply or engage two or more senses of yours in doing a particular activity, you become focused. So mantra meditation is a technique wherein you are chanting the mantra. You chant the mantra. Maybe the volume can be just so that you can hear. And then you're hearing the mantra attentively. So your mouth is engaged, your tongue is engaged. Sorry, your tongue is engaged and your ears are engaged. And along with that, you're counting how many times you've chanted the mantra. So when you do that, what happens is automatically the meditation becomes very effective, very focused. And this mantra meditation gives us an opportunity to go within, go deep within, and helps us to become stable within. See, attending many, many seminars on stability will not help, but the practice will surely help. Yes. So mantra meditation is a technique wherein we can become stable within in a very, very short period of time. Now, I've seen this in my own students when they attend these sessions on mantra meditation or any sessions which I take. So, you know, in that we cover this aspect of mantra meditation. And we see, you know, many of them have come and reported maybe in a week or two, they say that, you know, it is helping me. My anger has reduced. This has reduced. That has reduced. I'm feeling peaceful within. And how much time? Minimum 10 minutes a day if we can invest. Out of 24 hours, it's just 10 minutes if we can, you know, invest. Chanting the mantra 108 times or something like that. We'll be so peaceful with it. Right? So the mantra meditation basically talks about chanting the Maha Mantra. Yes. So the Maha Mantra that we chant, you know, it's a very nice 16-word mantra, which says, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is a 16-word mantra. So anyone can chant. There is no restriction on age or purity or time, any time of the day. In fact, many of the people, when they get up early in the morning, they do it. And people who are sometimes not getting time in the morning, they do it in the night time before sleeping. Right? And what are we supposed to do in this? No imagination. Just hear the mantra. Just hear the mantra. No need to imagine anything. Just, you know, hear the mantra and you'll see how unstable we are. The mind will take us for a ride all the time. Mind will take us for a ride. But then we have to try to hear. So this is a tug of war. And this mantra meditation is a tug of war meditation where you're chanting and you're trying to hear and the mind is not allowing you to do that, but still you're doing it. But with practice, now a person will be able to perfect it, right? So it's 12:32, maybe for 2 minutes, you know, we can do this mantra meditation, because I don't know when we'll be meeting again or not. So I'm not sure. So at least, you know, I'll have the satisfaction that I taught you a technique of becoming stable within. As I already said, 45 minutes and 1 hour is very less, you know, for me to give any session. So at least I'll have the satisfaction that, you know, I helped you to learn a technique of meditation. So let's do this. So sit in a relaxed position, wherever you are, sit in a relaxed position and close your eyes and forget the entire world for some time. Just relax. There are many things to do, obviously. You know, the entire day, so many things to do, maybe assignments to write, project to do, and maybe the faculties have to correct the paper or whatever. But forget about all that for next 2 minutes. And just try to chant this mantra with me. We'll chant for 2 minutes and I'll tell when to stop. So chant with me, we'll chant together, but you have to hear your own voice. This is what you have to do. Hear your own voice. No need to hear my voice. You have to hear your own voice. And while hearing the own voice, I mean, just focus on those words, the 16 words. I repeat the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the mantra. Just focus on every single word when you're chanting. And after 2 minutes, we'll open our eyes. And then, you know, we can ask questions or whatever. Okay? Are we ready? Please close your eyes and let's start chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One last time together. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You can slowly open your eyes. And you're back at the same place. If you have done the meditation properly, I'm sure you might have felt blissful. Yes. So we did it for 3 minutes. This is what I can see. 3 minutes we did this meditation. So if you can do this, any meditation you can do, this is what I do. So I thought I should tell you. So any meditation, at least for 10 minutes. If you have understood how to do the mantra meditation, at least for 10 minutes try to do. Yes. So with this, I would like to pause the session today. And if you have any questions, please ask. And if you have any realizations, I would like to hear your realizations and your reflections of what you liked in the session and what you're taking. Any questions?
Thanks for your talk. We all are, I think, blessed, and floor is open for the questions. I think someone was raising his hand. I will just allow him.
No, this is one of the volunteer.
Okay.
One of my student. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Sanjay, thank you for your comment. I hope this helped you in some way.
Professor Sanjay is the chairman for the computer science and engineering in our in the DSU. He worked with CMRIT as the principal there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you.
As discussed, if you have any questions, please drop, or otherwise we can unmute. We can unmute you. You can raise your question.
Surya says, thank you for the revealing session. I'll try to meditate. Yeah, please go ahead, Surya.
Again, Surya, he's our faculty in aerospace engineering.
Oh, okay.
Before joining here, he worked with the NIL for 30 years. He's a great scientist there who worked on the aerodynamics, basically.
Oh, all stalwarts there, huh? I'm unfortunate. I'm not able to meet you all in person.
Probably we will definitely try to meet sometime down the line, Prabhu.
Yeah, sure.
Students, please feel to ask any questions. As Kartikeya Prabhu was mentioning, mantra meditation is one of the ways, but you can explore the other ways also.
Yeah. And by the way, as I said, actually every year I take a series of sessions for the students, but this year I don't know if I'll be able to. So one series of session which I'll be starting for corporate employees basically. This will be after Janmashtami, so in August, sometime in August around 16th or something. So that particular series of session is titled as Gita Kosh, where today I just took two shlokas, if you see, and in those two shlokas, we just covered one line of each shloka. So there's lots to learn from Bhagavad Gita. So those sessions will be in-depth session on Bhagavad Gita, and we'll be covering various practical aspects of life, various things to manage. Like, for example, many times people have this question, why do bad things happen to good people? So such questions can be answered there. And how to manage people who always keeps changing. And why do people keep changing? So today we discuss people keep changing. So why do people keep changing? So many questions will be there like this. All these questions will be answered in that particular course. So that course is for free. I don't charge anything. You all can join the course. I'm posting the link for that form. You can fill in if you're interested. And you can join in. So our volunteers will contact you. Your contact number can be mentioned there, and our volunteers will get back to you. They'll send you the invite for the session. That will be in August, not immediately. Okay, Sudha, thank you. Thank you for your comment. Any sessions, can we attend more? Yeah, I posted the link. If you're interested, please register there. I've done mantra chanting while I was in school. I'll try to continue. Yes, please continue. I cannot see your name. You're just 21. That's what you've written. Nandini's question is, is success mandatory for a human being to live happy life? It all depends. Success is a subjective term. It's not a very objective one. What is success? As I already said, in the start of the session, success is defined in various ways in different phases of life. So if every day I'm able to drink water on time, I'm successful. Some person can be say like that. Yes. So basically, success is needed, and this success is controlling the mind. That is needed to live a happy life. Other things, money, position, this and that will come because anyways, we are working hard. Yes, all of us are working hard. So either as students or either as faculties or either as corporate professionals, all of us are working hard. So whatever is supposed to come will come, money, position, and people, etc., etc. But then the inner stability aspect, what we talked about, if we can do that, that is actually success of life. Yes. When we are old, when we become old, when we cross 60, 70, whatever, at that time, nothing material will help us for sure. What will help us at that time is our inner stability. Even sitting at one place will be peaceful. That is success, literally success of life. So controlling the mind, I would say, that is a parameter for success. And that is mandatory. That is mandatory for every human being to be happy. Hope, Nandini, I answer your question. Yes.